It's time to take off on the Award Travel 101 podcast. Helping you maximize your travel rewards, no matter your destination or budget. Now here are your hosts, Award Travel 101 Community Managers, Angie Sparks and Joseph Petrovic, to help you do extraordinary things on ordinary money.
When it comes to award travel, earning points is easier than redeeming them for the best value. Rather than spending hours per trip searching on your own, let Thrifty Traveler Premium's army of flight analysts do the work for you with their customized premium alerts. Since we're seeing award space to more locations than we've seen in years, you will know that you have a partner you can trust watching out for you and that you're getting a great deal every single day from Thrifty Traveler's premium alert service.
Whether using miles or points, or you're just looking for a cheap cash flight, Thrifty Traveler Premium will send customized alerts just for you. Just recently, with the help of Thrifty Traveler's premium alerts, I was able to book the brand new Japan Airlines A350-1000 in business class to Tokyo for just 60,000 American Advantage miles and $5.60. I booked previous alerts like Emirates Business Class from Milan on the A380 for 73,000 points, Iberia Business Class to Venice for 34,000 points, and Business Class on ITA's, or you might recognize it as ITA, brand new A330-900neo for 54,000 points from Rome to New York City. So if you want more premium deal award alerts sent straight to your inbox, head on over to thriftytraveler.com and use promo code AT10 for $10 off your first year and tell us where you're hoping Thrifty Traveler Premium will take you. And we're back for episode 58 of the Award Travel 101 podcast. My name's Joseph Petrovic, and I'm here with Angie Sparks this week. Hey, Angie.
Hi, Joe. Hi, how are you?
I'm splendid. We are going to get into maximizing spend and how to get the most rewards out of your cards this week. But before we jump into that and the post of the week, I want to invite listeners to our Ask Me Anything live event in the Award Travel 101 community with Tiffany Funk, who's considered to be one of the more and most knowledgeable people in the space. That's going to be this Thursday, March 14th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Pacific. And again, that's only going to be in the Award Travel 101 community. And we've got some other exciting news to add as well.
We do. We have a brand new group of moderators that we just brought on board effective yesterday. There's six new people. We announced them in the group. I'll never remember but everybody right now off the top of my head. So just come over to the group, look for the post and say hi to them. But I'm really excited about them. They've got a lot of energy, a lot of new ideas for engagement, and they're excited. So, you know, some of us, you know, we get a little tired after a while. So it's nice to have somebody young and fresh come in. Pretty
Absolutely.
Excited about it.
So let's jump into the post of the week. And I flagged it this week from Will Weider. I hope I'm saying that correctly, but Will Weider or Wider. Long lines at the Las Vegas Centurion Club.
The lines to get into lounges have been insane lately. I know when we were coming back, gosh, I don't even know which trip it was. The lines to get into the Delta Sky Club, they were like wrapped around the corner. I'm like, guys, come on. It's not that awesome. I mean, yeah, it's great to go sit in the lounge where it's quieter and you've got, you know, free food and free drinks and whatnot. But if it's that big long of a line to get in, it's going to be really crowded in the lounge as well. So I think you need to evaluate that. I personally have never had an issue getting into any lounge on my travels. I guess I have just been super lucky. I've not had to wait. I've not had to do a wait list, anything like that. But I've definitely been in some that are pretty crowded that it's kind of like, well, this isn't quite the respite from the mob that I was hoping for.
Yeah, it's always good to know that you have those perks. But a lot of times with these lounges and the way people are traveling these days, you can't always count on them being available. And sometimes you have to evaluate your time and effort, and maybe it's worth paying the overpriced dinner fee if that's all you're looking for is like a lunch bite, you know, and staying closer to your gate. So we'll jump into the news, and we have when and how you can book award flights for friends and family, written by Kennedy Miller, who's one of our team members. And it's always exciting to see people who are younger in this space writing. We had John Ryan on a few weeks ago on the podcast, again, a team member looking into exploring these things. But I think it's nice to know that you can book these for friends and family or help others out in need.
Oh, it really is. I have been able to book flights before for our son and daughter-in-law. And yeah, I don't generally use my points for other people, but I have used them before for some family members. So that is nice.
And we'll link that into the show notes so you can look more. There's a whole list, almost all of the American-based programs or US-based programs. You can do this very easily. There are some restrictions on some of the other foreign-based programs, so you have to look at all of those individually. So next, we have increased Marriott Bonvoy credit card offers.
These are some great offers. So we have the 5 free night certificates that have been available on both the Boundless card as well as the Bonvoy business card from Amex for a while. And we've mentioned those in the past and how, well, it's a really good offer if you can use those free night certificates before they expire, because they do have a hard expiration date. Now, Amex has come out with elevated offers on both the Brilliant and the Bevy cards. Hard to keep these being named straight. But the Brilliant has 185,000 point signup bonus. That's huge. And then there was somebody, I think the Bevy is up to 135 or 150.
It was 155. Yeah. The Bevy was up to 150.
Gosh. These I think are all-time high offers on these cards. Sadly, I'm not eligible for any of them because I would jump all over that Brilliant offer with both feet. And, you know, if it's one of those, ultimately you decide, you know, I don't need this high annual fee card. I don't want it, although it comes with free, you know, platinum, not free. You're paying an annual fee for it and it's a hefty one, but it comes with platinum status in Bonvoy. You don't have to even care about how many free nights or how many nights you have already. And an 85K certificate, I think. But if you ultimately decide that you don't, I'm not getting value out of it. You can always downgrade to the, you know, the lower card that comes with the 35K certificate and is what, $95 a year or something. But these are on fire. These are great offers.
Yeah, the 185,000 points almost rivals the 250,000 point offer, in my opinion. And in fact, beats it in some ways because, of course, the points don't expire. So as long as you're keeping some activity there, you don't have to worry about those losing those like you would with the 5 free nights if you don't use those within a year. However, you know, you can add the 5th night free, which if you look at it, you're not getting a 5th night free with the 250K offer. So you could look at it in such a way that it's 185,000 points versus 200,000 points if you were to use those at a similar type of resort. So it's something worth checking into. And of course, like you mentioned, with free platinum status, or not really free because again, you're paying for it, but with platinum status added with the card, you don't have to worry about chasing down a bunch of nights to get your free breakfast or possible room enhancements.
The other thing I want to point out about this offer as well is with the free night certificates, yes, you can add 15,000 points to bump them up from 50,000 points a night up to 65,000 points. But if you only get a card that comes with free night certificates and maybe you don't have any Marriott points, you can't top it off if you don't have the points.
Exactly.
Plus, you know, I like Marriott and I've had good luck with them, but they do like to play games. And so while you could use these certificates at a property that goes up to 65,000 points a night, if you can, if you have the points to top off, a lot of times Marriott will price those rooms at 66,000 points, so you can't top off and use your cert. So
exactly.
Just a caveat there.
Next is get access to hidden award space with United credit cards. We don't always talk about this too often. It's something that does come up in the comments a bit.
Yep. I have, even on my free gateway card, and this is a really good benefit. And it's one of those things when I'm helping members search for award flights, I purposely don't log in because I'm going to see stuff that they may not be able to see if they don't have a United credit card. And I do think it's primarily on economy space. I don't think it's like you get hidden award space in business class, or at least not that I've noticed, but you get the little message on the left that says exclusively available to you as a United card holder. So it's a really nice perk, especially on a fee-free card. Which, you know, I've got that card not because I signed up for it, but because I used to have an Explorer card and I downgraded it to the fee-free card. So Do you have one of the cards that gives you this?
Yes, and I do. And I have something to add to what you mentioned. And so while you get access to that with the fee-free card, and I also have a fee-free card that used to be the United Club card, not anybody signing up for this particular card will be able to access that. So if you find yourself in a position that you say, hey, there's an offer on the United Gateway card that I want to sign up for, this will not be something you would have access to. You would not have access to the extended availability. It's only when you product change down from one of the previous cards that that benefit stays.
So, really?
So if you have like a United Club card, a United Explorer card, and you product change down to the Gateway card, you would maintain that access. And I believe that's also how I continued to get 10% off my awards, even though I have the fee-free card, because I had downgraded my club card. I've been wondering lately, like, why do I keep getting this? And it's not something, I have to play a little trick on the system in order to get that. But I've noticed that I am able to get this 10% discount. And I believe I've pulled a lot of the Award Travel 201 community and said, hey, I keep doing this and I keep getting 10% off. Are you seeing the same thing? And I seem to be the only one doing that. But as I start thinking about it more, I'm pretty sure it's because I product changed my United Club card, which used to give you that 10% bonus access off.
Interesting. Let's not put that out in the universe and let them know that this is happening. No. Shh. Keep it a secret. So you get to talk about this next one, because once again, it's a Hyatt thing. World of Hyatt's, their annual sadness-inducing award categories have been announced.
So as of March 26, 2024, at 8 a.m. Central Time, 183 hotels are changing categories. 46 will move down in category. 137 hotels are moving up. And this will be bad news for some folks who specifically had really gotten incredible value out of the Category 1 through 4 certificates. Some of them were on my list that I visited many times or before, and that includes the Grand Hyatt Manchester in San Diego will be going to Category 5, Thompson Chicago, Hyatt Centric Milan, Hyatt Centric Venice Murano, which I just canceled, and then the Hyatt Place Panama City Beach, which was a beachfront Hyatt Place, has a really cool lazy river right there on front and on the beach. All going to Category 5, so they're getting more expensive. You can't use your Category 1 through 4 certificates on those anymore. And then there are a couple key ones that went down. The Hyatt Regency Lake Tahoe went from a 6 to a 5. Alila Maria Beach Resort went from an 8 to a 7. So those people earning 1 through 7 certificates as their 60-night milestone globalist benefit will be excited about those. Any that stood out to you?
I noticed at the Park Hyatt Zanzibar, which is probably the only one I've been to, that went up. So that means that price is going to be a lot more expensive. I paid points for it. I think, you know, $20,000 a night for a Park Hyatt was pretty good.
And just a few years ago, that was a Category 4. So that was able to be booked under a 1 through 4 free night certificate. Now it's went to a 5, now a 6. So it keeps getting more expensive. And of course, another favorite in the community is the Andaz Costa Rica Papagayo. So that one was just a Category 4 a few years ago. In fact, it might have even been a Category 3 when it first launched, and now going from a Category 6 to a Category 7. So check out the list in the Award Travel 101 community and on the Award Wallet blog. You can find all of the category changes listed there and make sure you get your bookings in before these go into effect. And to end it with a more positive note.
So there is a little known Southwest credit card perk where you get 20% off. There's a 20% off discount code for Southwest reward flights. I got to tell you, I've got the card and I don't think I've ever paid attention to that. I didn't even know it was there. Is there a promo code? So where's the promo code? Where do you find it?
It's in your account. And I actually first noticed this when we were at our meetup in Minneapolis and I was talking to some members about something or other. And I was looking for something in my account and I'm like, man, I've got these three discount codes. So I was like, I never knew where they came from. I was just like, okay, this is pretty cool. And I guess I'll save them for when I'm booking my family for something. And again, hadn't realized what was sitting there and how valuable that could be. But, you know, it's a card perk that isn't discussed much, but can save members a lot of their rewards.
Yeah, it sure can. I'm going to have to go look at some of my bookings to see if I can take advantage of this.
That wraps up all the news. Let's head on over for some trip updates.
I've got nothing. But I do have news unrelated to trips. We bought a house. We found one. Yay! We haven't sold this one yet, though. So still no trips for a while. And that was actually the very first thing P2 said to me is after we got the offer and everything went through, he was like, don't start planning trips. I think he knows me pretty well because I was sitting there thinking, oh, where can we go? Because this is going to happen really soon.
Well, with all the expenses you'll have coming up, I'll be looking forward to some what bonuses do we get sections, a lot of updates in that.
Yep. So how about you?
I have just two things. I've mentioned last week that I've been looking for flights home from the Virgin Islands. And of course, that's for my spring break. I mentioned last week that I had booked a flight on Delta into Atlanta and planned to drive home. My wife was not real thrilled about that because, of course, this happens right before Easter. And trying to find award flights home the night before Easter is pretty tough. And it's very expensive, but I found a flight into Charlotte if we decide to leave a day earlier than what we had planned. And so I booked that. That's still not my favorite option. I'm continuing to watch for better options, but now I have two options home from the Virgin Islands, which pretty much secures that trip and gives me the freedom and flexibility to cancel my backup trip, which was to Coconut Point and get some miles and points back.
That's good.
My other option was that I recently posted in the community about making your changes and gardening your reservations. And I'd saved almost $600. I talked about this on last week's podcast by rebooking the Grand Hyatt Seoul and Grand Hyatt Jeju Island. But a member had mentioned in that particular post that I shared that if I look through FHR, you might find something that's even better. And sure enough, there was another $123 savings through FHR. And in addition to that, there's a $100 property dining credit. So you also get a breakfast rather than just having the club lounge access, which I would have for myself with my status. I will also get dining for two at their restaurant. So now that pretty much ensures that we're covered for three adults. And now my brother and sister-in-law, because I will be departing early from that particular trip, that they can get restaurant dining for the rest of the booking and be able to use $100 property credit. So that all ties into, and I can tie that into my status with FHR. You can't do that with every portal booking, but you can do it through fine hotels and resorts. So I'll apply my suite upgrade, save some money, get extra value out of that particular booking.
That's an awesome deal.
Moving on, we have what bonuses did we get? So with that new house, Angie.
So I have finished the spend on the Alaska card and the VentureX business card. And I'd already finished the spend on the Wyndham bonus card, the Wyndham business card. So I'm just waiting for all of those points to post, you know, everything to close. I am about to close the second business platinum card of the year. I just did the wireless payment yesterday to try to get my final $10 wireless credit. And I will be closing that. I'm not even going to attempt to ask for a retention bonus because I don't want this card at all. I'm good. Thanks. So I'll be closing off. I am going to hold off on new cards for a while just because the timing of this, since we found this house before we sold the one that we're currently in, we're going to have to take out a bridge loan to, you know, cover us for the interim there. And so I talked to my friend who's a mortgage broker and she sent me this link and she said, I need you to go in and do this opt out of pre-screened offers thing. Cause as soon as we pull your credit, they're going to sell it. And I'm like, kind of don't want to do that because I get really nice targeted credit card offers. And so then I said, and by the way, I wasn't planning on going for a mortgage. So when you look at my credit, I mean, granted, we're both still over 800, but sure. There's an awful lot of cards on there. And I'm using one of my personal cards has a zero APR offer I've mentioned in the past. And so I'm carrying a balance on that for the first time in, you know, ever. I'm like, just ask me questions about it first. Don't freak out. But I'm going to hold off. I'm going to hold off probably until after we close at least. But there definitely will be a few expenses that we're going to need to deal with between this house and that one. So I'm going to look at what I currently have in my portfolio. I'm going to look at where I need to build up some balances and use cards that I already have probably for that, as well as max out those zero APR offers that I have on, you know, two business cards and one personal card. So I can just borrow their money for a bit.
Yeah.
What'd you get?
Well, my player two finally finished her spend on her Ink Preferred. So that's been sitting around for a while, several weeks. I've been waiting for her to do it. And I said, hey, we have this expense right here. Let's knock this out. And this will wrap up the 100,000 point bonus offer on that. And I forgot to mention this last week, but recently I attended a Frontier event. Frontier is opening a hub here in Cleveland. And I attended that with some of our Award Travel 101 local Cleveland members. And I won 20,000 Frontier miles, as well as a $25 voucher at the event. So, you know, it's not a huge offer, 20,000 points, but, you know, based on the way I've typically seen them used, it's worth about $180 worth of free points. And how might you use those? Well, Cleveland runs a nonstop flight to the Dominican Republic, to Punta Cana, and you could get two people to the Dominican Republic one way or the other for 10,000 miles apiece. So 20,000 miles would do that, but you're probably going to pay almost as much in fees if you don't have status. So if you have diamond status like I do, those fees would be waived. However, if you didn't, you may have to pay a bunch of other fees in the process.
Well, congratulations. You won those.
I'll use them somewhere. So with that, let's jump over to our highlight feature, maximizing spend for the most rewards. And this is where we're going to jump into the cards to use and where. Obviously, the idea is to build a portfolio or family of cards that can return more value than what you pay in annual fees. And you can certainly stack these with other offers, whether that's portals, whether that's grocery store rewards or a chain's other rewards program. And that's something I'll get into more here shortly, where I provide a couple of examples of what I've done recently. But of course, the most points you're going to get, or the biggest influx you're going to get in at any one time, is with welcome offers. And we talk about those frequently as to what some of the best ones are to get. But we're going to jump into not just those, but each and every category you might want to use a particular set of cards or family of cards to rack up those rewards quicker. Not every card is going to have a one-to-one dollar to spend. If you can get one to five, so every dollar you spend, you're earning 5 points. You know, that's five times less spend before you can book that next reward that you want.
Exactly. I've got a lot of people around here locally that I think I might have mentioned this before, that they have an Amex Platinum card and that's all they use. And I'm like, you know, as we all know, it's a great benefits card. It comes with a lot of perks. It comes with a ton of credits and coupons that you can redeem to help make the annual feel a little more palatable. But it's a horrible earning card. This is the only category that has any kind of, you know, multiplier is on airfare. And there's some restrictions with what kinds of travel protections that they will offer you if you go use this card to get that 5x points. But so I try and tell them, I'm like, you know, that's just great. I said, but let's assume that you've got $10,000 worth of dining and grocery spend this year. You guys go out to eat a lot. You spend a lot of money at Publix. If you get an Amex Gold card, that same $10,000 in spend that you would be putting on your Amex Platinum card that gets you 10,000 points, you put that on an Amex Gold and you've got 40,000 points. You haven't spent any additional money. You haven't done anything different in your life except change the card that you're using so you can truly maximize what you're earning. And that's what I'm going to be doing when I'm doing this house stuff. I'm going to go look at what I have that I can maximize the most with.
And you mentioned something here about making sure you're getting the most value out of some of these cards. And we really talk a lot about Amex when it comes to getting extra value, because they have their Amex offers, Citi and Chase. They all have other offers where you can gain savings. But how are members going to get more from their cards doing this as well?
Well, so the easiest way to do it is if you get the Card Pointers app and you download, you know, it's a little bit of a process to set it up at first. Like, you have to download the app and you go to desktop to connect all your cards to it. And then they add all these merchant offers that, you know, Amex started the trend with all these merchant offers, and then Chase jumped on board and they had a bunch too. And it used to involve sitting down at the computer, and you can still do this, you know, and adding each offer that interests you. With Amex, you generally have to kind of train your cards for what kind of offers they want to give you, because when you start out, it's going to be a lot of things like buy wine, go on this really expensive cruise, go buy these really expensive clothing items, because they consider themselves a luxury card. But now with card pointers, they'll automatically add those things directly onto your cards. And, you know, you just go through, find the card that you need to use and use that card for the purchase, and you get an offer. I had one, and they're not always huge, but you can get these offers as cash back. You can get these offers as additional points on a category for a while. I got a targeted offer from an email from Southwest that for the rest of this year, I can earn 3x points on everything, every purchase, doesn't matter what it is. Card pointers keeps track of that. I've got an offer for off of YouTube TV, get $20 back or something. I have to actually go find which card that's on. And so I'll just go into my YouTube TV account and I'll change the card that I currently have it set up for. Money I'm going to spend anyway, but hey, the bank will give me $20 back just for using their card versus the one that I had it currently set up for.
So if you're looking to save a little bit more, you can also get card pointers using the Award Travel 101 member link. You can save 30% off the subscription of card pointers and save hundreds, even thousands on cards just like us. So what are some of the categories members are going to want to pay attention to maximize some of these opportunities?
Well, we are Award Travel 101. So I think travel is going to be the very first category that they're going to want to make certain they have a card that has a multiplier on it. Be mindful that some, even if a card has the highest multiplier, though, it may not have any built-in travel protections. So you still might not want to use it. Like the Amex Platinum card earns 5x on airfare. And while it has travel protections, it's not as robust as what Chase offers. The City Premier earns 3x on travel, but it has no travel protections. So I would never use it. I'll use the City Premier card if I'm staying at a non-chain hotel when I'm checking out. You know, when I check in, here's my card, or when I check out. But I'm not going to buy airfare with it.
Yeah, so some of the cards that Angie's mentioned already, we can also add to that, like the Sapphire Reserve, the Ink Preferred. Those are cards that earn 3x. Amex Platinum and the City Prestige, and this Prestige is no longer eligible for new applications. Both earn 5x on travel, but like Angie mentioned, there's not travel protections on the Prestige. You can use the Amex Green, which is an often overlooked card for earning 3x on travel purchases, but again, your travel protections are limited. Of course, the U.S. Bank Altitude Reserve also earns 3x, which is effectively like a cash back card. It's a point earning card, a fixed point earning card that can be used to redeem against the costs. And of course, your Bilt card will earn 2x on travel as well. So of those cards, Angie, which card are you using to book travel?
Actually, none. I use my Ritz card. It also earns 3x. And this is another one no longer available to new applicants, but it earns 3x on airfare and 6x on Marriott hotels. But it has the same travel protections as the Chase Sapphire Reserve. And I value those more than I do. So yeah, I'm earning Marriott points versus, you know, flexible currency. And as we know, flexible currency, that's what you really want to be earning. But, you know, it's a trade-off. You have to look at the whole thing. If you have an annual travel policy and you don't really care about the travel protections that come with your card, then go for the card that's going to earn you the most points that you need. Which do you use? I think I know the answer to this one already.
Yeah, I don't put any charges on anything but the Sapphire Reserve. There's been very few cases where I've used anything but that for travel. If it's doing the fine hotels and resorts, that's going to go on the Amex Platinum for 5x there. But every other airplane or, you know, travel purchase is generally going to go on the Sapphire Reserve for the best protection. It is slightly better than the Ink Preferred and Sapphire Preferred. Next, we'll jump into a category which a lot of people will be using as well, is gas. And you have the Hilton Business and Surpass, which earns 6x. Remember that not all points are equal. So 6x on that might not be as good as 3x on your City Premier. It's 2 to 3x on the Amex Everyday Preferred. That's not a car that often gets discussed in the community, but the Everyday Preferred earns 2x on these purchases, or 3x if you make 30 transactions or more per month. And then, of course, the Ink Cash also earns 2x on gas purchases. And it's not an often discussed earning opportunity because of a category we'll discuss here shortly. Which one are you using there?
I use my City Premier, always. There is another option, though, and this is actually something I talked about in 201, the Amex Business Gold Card. You earn 4x in your two categories. Like, there's a limited number of categories, and whichever of those limited categories you spend the most on, you know, two of them every month, you earn 4x points. And fuel is one of those, and dining. But my issue is, I usually get my gas from Sam's or Walmart, and it doesn't code as gas on Amex for some reason. Doesn't matter. It even can say Walmart fuel, but they won't code it as gas for me. So I use my City Premier instead. If I'm at, you know, a Wawa or some other station, I'll try and use my Amex Gold or Business Gold if I haven't used it elsewhere that month. But City Premier usually is my number one. What about you?
Yeah, we have a whole list of other cards that earn points on gas. And I'm not going to go through all of those here because there are so many that earn elevated. But I go with the king of gas cards, which is the Wyndham Business Card for 8x. And that's a new card in my portfolio, but it is a card that earns 8x on all your gas purchases, which can be a whopping potential of 20.74% of your whatever your purchase is. And this is where I was talking about being able to stack these with other things. And I recently went to my gas station, and why I would use this versus my Amex cards is that the Amex doesn't recognize in-store purchases as gas. They only recognize things at the pump as gas, whereas your Chase, Citi, and the Wyndham business cards, all of those cards recognize all purchases at like a fuel point store where I shop at Giant Eagle and Gecko, which is Gecko is the branch of Giant Eagle, my perks program. And they happen to be having a sale on a leap year this year. So on the 29th, they had a 4X sale on fuel points. And so any gift cards you purchased was effectively 12% off of your purchase. So I went to my gas station, purchased $2,000 worth of Lowe's gift cards. That's giving me $240 worth of gas back on that particular purchase.
Nice.
In addition to the 8X points, and I've gone over how you can use those for stays at Wyndham Vacations for almost 2.6 cents each. It caps out at 2.6 cents each. So if you get maximum return on that, that's like 12% back on gas and 20.74% on your points. So you could get a very sizable return when doing something like this.
I'm going to take your word for that. That was a lot of math, and I don't have a fuel rewards program down here. So go you.
Well, let's talk about another category a lot of members will spend in, and that's grocery.
Yes. So I already gave the, you know, instance there with getting an Amex Gold card, and that's usually what I use. And it's capped for how much you spend during the year. And they can be sensitive if you go into your grocery store and you buy gift cards. But, you know, they're okay if you throw an Amazon gift card in your cart, you know, every week or something like that. I am very flush at the moment with membership rewards points. That whole not traveling thing helps you build up your points balances a lot. So I am trying to increase my thank you points balance. So I'm using my City Premier card right now at the grocery store, although I did goof today and use my double cash because they were in the same pocket in my wallet. Wasn't a substantial amount of money, but it still made me kick myself on the way out to the parking lot. But I use that for 3x points, and that is uncapped. And I don't think they care at all what I throw in my cart for that. So those would be the two biggies I think that I would use. I know a lot of people use the Hilton Surpass because it earns quite a bit. And you can get a free night certificate on the Surpass once you've spent like $15,000, I think. Mm-hmm. So that's a really good option if you're trying to get some of those Hilton free night certificates, because those are uncapped as long as they have a standard room availability. You know, you can use that cert, and I've had great value from using my Hilton free night certificates.
Yeah, and some of the other cards that you might look at, again, the Everyday Preferred, which earns a 50% bonus. So that's up to 4.5x, although that is capped at $6,000 that you can max that out at. You can use the City Custom Cash if grocery store is your top category, up to 5%. So you'll get 5% rewards back on that, up to $500 monthly. And then, of course, Chase and Discover often have rotating categories every quarter that go into the grocery store. So you could get somewhere between 5% or 5x back on those. And, you know, like you said, you're using City Premier, even though it's not the highest earning card, but it's the points you need right now. And so that tends to be my lowest earning as well. And that's where I'm using as well. So I'm using the City Premier. Although I did get a fraud alert when I went and tried to buy $5,000 more worth of gift cards. So I had a little bit of a process to work that out. But again, those are things that you do and you say, hey, you know, I want to, you know, earn those 15,000 City thank you points. So I bought $5,000 worth of Lowe's gift cards and I can offload those. I can sell those gift cards through like a gift card reseller or something. So even if I want to take a little bit of a loss, like I said, if I take a 7% loss on the gift card, but I earn 12% in fuel rewards, I'm still coming out 5% ahead. And then I get all of the points I earn from the credit card essentially for free, if you want to look at it like that. So, you know, there are ways to do these and different things you can do there. We've got the dining categories, which largely match the grocery store categories. And a lot of these cards have, you know, bonuses there. The City Prestige is probably still the best card for dining where it earns 5x. But again, that's not available to new applicants. What are you using for dining?
Same situation as grocery. I have an Amex Gold, but I need thank you points more. So I'm using that right now for dining. I mean, you know, the last couple of months I've been doing new cards. So I've been using those for everything. But for the next couple of months, I'm going to be using probably my City cards for most everything.
Yeah. And you have to watch the offers too, because if you have an Amex referral offer right now, I think if you do a referral and you're able to refer one of your cards to a member, most of the Amex cards have a 10x bonus on it. So if you had that on your Amex Gold or Business Gold, you could earn 14x on, I believe it's up to, is it 10 or is it $25,000 worth of spend over the next 3 months? It's high, whatever it is.
I didn't get the offer.
You could earn a chunk of points. So if you have something like that, it might suddenly change what you're doing. Because if I can spend and earn 14x on a dining out, that's where everything's going. I don't care if I need City thank you points more. That's right. 14x on dining is going there. Next is utilities. Goes back to either an everyday card where you're earning the most, and we'll get into that here in a bit. But the only card that you're going to earn bonus points on is the Wyndham Business, and you earn 5x on utilities there. But that's often overshadowed by our office supply and communications options.
Exactly. Well, so I have a data point on the Wyndham Business card. I tried to use it to pay my water bill. For some reason, didn't code as utility because it comes through City of Tampa. So No, I only got whatever the base points are on that. So I'm like, okay, I'm not going to use that one anymore. But I think I have an offer on a Freedom card or something. I got that, you know, targeted offer to use that for my utility. So I'm going to give that a whirl and see if that'll work for my utility payment or my water bill payment. I can't pay my electric bill or my gas bill with a credit card without like a huge fee. It's like a percentage every month. And since my electric bill is so high, it's just not worth it even doing it. So that's the old fashioned way, by using a check out of the checking account, which does still exist apparently. But for office supply, that's going to be the Ink Cash card. Or if you're lucky like me and you have the old Ink Plus card, also not available to new applicants, you earn 5x on everything that you purchased at an office supply store. And where this comes into play, I mentioned this previously, I need to buy new carpet. I went to the office supply store and I bought $2,000 or $1,800, I think, in Lowe's gift cards. And I earned 5x on that purchase. And I took those Lowe's gift cards down to Lowe's and I bought my carpet. So you can buy gift cards for restaurants that you go to. You can buy gift cards for Home Depot and Lowe's. You can buy, you know, Visa gift cards when they are on sale, and then use those Visa gift cards at places that would normally just be earning you 2x or something like that. Pay your utility bills with it if you can do that. Both of those cards, they're capped at how much spend will earn you 5x during a year. So you just got to keep an eye on that. But they, you know, you can look on your online account and figure that out. But it's a kind of great way to earn a lot of ultimate rewards by using this fee-free card to earn 5x.
Yeah, it's definitely better to earn the 5x than 1x everywhere. And even if you were using like an Ink Unlimited or Freedom Unlimited, which earns 1.5x, you're still earning 3.5x extra. Next, we have streaming. So you have your Sapphire Preferred, Blue Cash, that's an Amex card preferred, which earns 6% cash back, or a Platinum card. So this, even though this isn't from a points earning, it might be better to do your Platinum card for some of the streaming services because
it's free. Well, it's not free because you've got that hefty annual fee, but it's another one of the coupons to help offset it. If it's something that you're going to pay for anyway. And that's how I like to explain it to people. Like, this is an expense. You're going to pay for it anyway. I'm going to pay for the New York Times no matter what. So why not let Amex pay for it? It's one of their options. I think SiriusXM is another category still. They used to have Audible, but they dropped that. Sadly, Netflix is not an option, but I have T-Mobile and I get Netflix at a discounted rate through T-Mobile. So that just goes straight onto my wireless bill every month. But all my other streaming things.
Yeah, for a lot of people who are going to be Disney Plus fans and subscribers. So if you have Disney Plus or ESPN or Hulu, those are all things that are going to be covered under this credit as well. And I don't pay for that because it's part of my cellular plan. So my cellular plan covers the whole Disney Plus subscription. But if you are looking to do that and you happen to have a Platinum card, you can use up to $20 per month to cover that. Finally, we have the last couple of categories, which are pharmacy, health, and then we'll get into everywhere else cards. Pharmacy cards, if you're looking at pharmacy or drugstore, the Freedom Unlimited or the Freedom Flex will have the ability to earn 3x unlimited amounts of points. Again, if you happen to find a gift card while you're there to, you know, that you're interested in, you could earn 3x ultimate rewards there. And then the Citi Custom Cash also, if that happens to be your highest category of spend every month up to $500, you can earn 5x there. And the only card that supports healthy stuff, so going to gyms or health opportunities, I guess, if you want to look at them as such, is the World of Hyatt card, and that'll earn you 2x. So I don't know too many people who are spending a ton in this category. I don't know that it's something that is needle moving for anything, but it's something that Chase and World of Hyatt advertise and promote. So you can earn 2x on that. And then you have your Everywhere cards.
Yep. And I think I have every single one of these that you have listed. So there's the Capital One Venture cards. And there are actually several venture cards that they range anywhere from earning 1x up to 2x on everything. So you kind of need to go look at your points earning to determine which one you have, because I've got some really old ones that I'm only earning like 1.25% or something like that. So actually, I think the one that I have the zero APR on happens to be the 1.25 card because it doesn't have any annual fee anymore. But generally, if the cards you're getting today, those are going to be the 2x cards. There's also the Citi Double Cash. And again, I need thank you points. So that's what I'm using all the time here. That pairs well with my Citi Premier card, and I can transfer those to partners. You can combine up to 100,000 points from another person each year. But say if P2 transfers 100,000 points over to me so that then I can transfer onto partners to book something, those 100,000 points, once they get into my Citi thank you points account, they do have an expiration clock that ticks. Chase remains kind of the king in being able to combine your points with a partner or with somebody else, but that's just something to be mindful of. There's the Amex Blue Business Plus, which earns 2x, no fee card also, that goes up to 50,000 and spend a year. And then you've got your Freedom Unlimited and your Ink Unlimited that earn 1.5x on everything. So those are good cards to get in the beginning of your journey to be able to increase your earning while you're still accumulating cards and in across the board. What do you use the most?
So out of the Everywhere cards, I rarely use them because typically what I'm doing is buying the Visa gift cards for any spend where I need that. So if I'm going to Sam's Club and I know I'm not going to earn any category at Sam's Club, I'm using a Visa gift card there that I bought from my grocery store, or maybe I bought it from the gas station, or maybe I bought it from Staples or Office Max when they ran their fee-free card. So depending on the offer and whatever it is, typically I'm not using an Everywhere card, but I do have the Freedom and Inc. Unlimited, as well as the Amex Blue Business. And I think one of the cards I'm looking at in the future is that Capital One Venture X Business, if they'll approve me, because they're very inquiry sensitive. They may not like all my inquiries over the past few years. So we'll see where that goes. And with that, I think that wraps up all of the things. You can certainly see there are opportunities for stacking these cards and making sure that you're using families to earn the most in the point currency that's going to save you the most down the road for your particular travel need. But now I want to discuss the tip of the week, which comes to you by way of a mistake my buddy made.
Oh, so tell us about it. What did he do?
So he's been watching for flights. He was invited to go to Manila, where his best friend is, I guess I say his best friend outside of me. So one of his good friends outside of me is getting married. He's getting married to a gal who is originally from the Philippines. And he found Q Suites out to Manila for just 100,000 Avios, which he happened to have transferred into his British Airways account a few years ago for something else that didn't end up working. And he started going through and thinking and overthinking and overanalyzing each thing. Like, well, which seat should I pick? Or should I get this transfer where they help you out from? Because in Doha, the connections can be quite quick. They don't have the same minimum connection times many of the other places in the world will have. And so that connection he has is an hour and 15 minutes. He's like, well, should I get this? And everything was like an overanalyzed thing. And they logged him out and because it was taking too long. And then he went to log back in and book it. And suddenly that award space was gone.
And oh, no.
It was like, oh, no, you know, this was the perfect flight at the perfect time, exactly what he wanted. And it was gone. Tried calling. Tried everything, and it ended up that we were pretty certain that it hadn't been taken because we'd been watching it ahead of time. We'd been watching the space for, you know, a week and a half or so, and nothing moved on it. It was always there. So we waited about 18 hours. The next morning, we woke up, and the space had returned to availability, and he promptly booked it.
Good. This goes back to Mike's thing, book early, book often.
Don't wait. You can usually freely cancel within 24 hours of booking. So if you find something you want, don't goof around because it might be gone.
Yeah.
So that wraps up this week's episode of the Award Travel 101 podcast. Where can everyone find us, Angie?
You can find us in the free 100,000 plus member Award Travel 101 community on Facebook.
And for a deeper dive into more intermediate and advanced strategies, and to get more value from your rewards and current portfolio of cards, our Award Travel 201 community, which is $89.99 annually, is the place to find more outsized value.
You can also book time with our team. Check out the Award Travel one-on-one consulting service.
You can email us at contactawardtravel@gmail.com.
Or if learning in person is more your style, our next meetup is located in San Antonio, Texas on the Riverwalk, April 26th through the 28th. And we've opened up a few more tickets for members. To learn more, visit Taco About a Fiesta on Eventbrite.
And we appreciate you listening every week again. And if you're looking for your next reward cards, feel free to support the Award Travel 101 podcast and community with your next rewards card. Safe travels.
Have a good weekend. Bye.